Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. While he prays for the Middle East, Pope Benedict XVI remains in his holiday villa up in the Italian Alps. But the local bishop of Val d'Aosta, Giuseppe Anfossi, explains how the Holy Father is truly living out his appeal to pray. The bishop said the Pope is among us and we're trying to avoid him feeling like the object of our parish's attention. That's why we haven't taken any extra initiatives. The gospel of today shows how such respect must be shown, as when Jesus took a break from his disciples, saying that they should lead without their shepherd for a while. Bishop Anfossi underlined the fact that the Pope needs this moment of meditation to perform his duties to the best of his abilities. And by doing so, he gives us the message of the importance of contemplation, interiority, faith in Christ, prayer, and sorrowful compassion for his people. Preparations are in place for the launch of the two-year out pre-anniversary celebrations to mark the beginning of the countdown to World Youth Day 2008 to be held in Sydney. For the occasion, the diocese have launched a national pastoral preparation and education program called Activate. Archbishop of the Sydney Archdiocese, Cardinal George Pell, agrees that the time of preparation is just as important as the event itself.
I think we're well launched. We have a big challenge to explain what World Youth Day is about to the young people in our schools and universities and workplaces in our parishes.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.